This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Breakfast on a wondrous Wednesday. Perhaps come the 25th and 26th of October, they'll say, I hope it's a wonderful windy day, because it'll be the opportunity for us to see beautiful, colorful kites of all shapes and sizes flown by men and women from all around the world at the Cape Town International Kite Festival, taking place on the 25th to the 26th of October at the Youngsfield Military Base in Archery. When I say I'm chatting to Barbara Mayer, then you know it's time for the Kite Festival, PR and Communication Officer of Cape Mental Health. Hi, Barbara. Great having you on the air again with me.
Thank you so much, Brad. It's a beautiful day today. Just taking a look outside. It's a bit cloudy, but that's fine. It's all good.
We get to take whatever we get because we get to live in Cape Town, right?
Yes. We don't know what it will be like in an hour.
Yeah, you never know. So, the Cape Town International Kite Festival, it's moved around from the Muizenberg side to the Melkbos side, and I'm sure other places over the last 31 years. This venue is interesting at the Youngsfield Military Base in Archery. I'd love to start there this morning. The choice of venue.
We chose it because it is very big. Mm-hmm. It's enclosed, and the great thing that it's so big is that we can have so much more. We have the international kite flyers, but then we're also having, I think that you might remember, we had a gig rig before, mm-hmm. which means that we've got entertainment as well. So we wanted, a very big site for that, so that people can come and they can gather. We are going to be having stalls as well, food stalls, entertainment for the family as well. And then we're going to be having kite making workshops. So loads and loads. And we needed the space. We just needed the space, and we needed it to be enclosed so that people can come and they can feel just safe and secure, and that we can have a wonderful, wonderful day with lots of different things to do.
Yeah, Barbara, but this is all wonderful and colorful and international, and I'm sure it's going to be a beautiful day with much excitement. But what the point of all of this is way bigger than just fun and excitement over 2 days in Cape Town. There are people who have to deal with mental health issues every single day. And this is something special to be able to support what you do at Cape Mental Health. This is so much more than just fun and games and family, right?
Yes. And, this year's theme is Courage to Fly. So, mental health is, it's not just something that we experience when things are not going right. We all have mental health. You and I, as we are sitting here, it's how we're coping with our stresses and how we dealing with day-to-day events and even when things get really, really bad, our ability to be able to cope with what is going on in our daily lives. Living in South Africa, living in the world at the moment, it's not easy. There is just so much going on, and it impacts our mental health. And there's a big stigma around our mental health. If we are struggling, we are seen as weak. We are seen as odd or as different. And we need courage, we need courage to be able to stand up every day, especially if we're somebody that has been diagnosed with a mental health illness or condition. So that's why we have the International Kite Festival. It's part of October is World Awareness Month about mental health. And, it gives us the opportunity that while we see, kites in the sky, while we have this wonderful, excited feeling as well, that we can remember our mental health. And that's important. And we can break down that stigma. So there's very few opportunities that we can openly talk about our mental health, that we are giving everybody the platform to have the courage to talk about their mental health. So that is what Cape Mental Health does. We help towards breakdown stigma. We encourage persons to come and ask for help. Yeah, so that's why it's not just kites in the sky, but kites in the sky is part of it. You know, it's a metaphor for what we have to experience every day. We need a lot to actually bring a kite up into the sky,
yes.
Just like it is the same to get up every day when you are struggling with mental health.
Barbara, Cape Mental Health, what do you guys do with the free services across the Western Cape? I mean, the fact that it's free and that you're there for the men and women and children of this province, the Cape Town International Kite Festival is essential part of fundraising for you because this directly impacts the people's lives that are out there. So the more people that come to the Kite Festival, the more people that can be helped in the area of their mental health, right?
Yes. So that's why we encourage, this is a fundraising event. This year we are inviting persons to come and buy a ticket. It's not a bank breaking ticket. It's between 50 and 80 Rand. Mm. And the 50 and 80 Rand that you spend to have a wonderful day, viewing kites, going to our tea garden, having entertainment, actually pays towards those free services that we can offer. You know, I don't know, but I can just briefly just say the type of services we offer. We have face to face counseling that we offer at Cape Mental Health. We also, our social workers go out into people's homes, and you know, it's just to have that that close contact that we have. There's very few services that actually social workers come and visit you in a very unthreatening and manner to be able to give you support inside your home, to support your family with your mental health journey. We have the Fountain House program that has rehabilitation programs for when you have been diagnosed, when you come out of hospital, you know, that step that you take out into the world. You know, how do I go back? How do I reconnect with my family, with my friends, with my work? We have daily programs for that. We also have, a very, very big intellectual disability department with four centers programs for adults with intellectual disabilities, work place and skills building. We have for children as well, three centers in Cape Town as well. So and the centers is that with the children, there is a fee attached to it. It is very nominal. If one compares the incredible price that it is, it's extremely affordable as well with that. But you know, that just touches on the services that we do offer, support in courts and in the justice system. You know, we are there to support persons with psychosocial and intellectual disabilities as well, you know, to walk your way through that when you are afraid, when you do not have the words to advocate for yourself, to say what has happened to you. Cape Mental Health is there, and we need your support to carry on the work that we do through fundraising. That is why we need your support to come and support the work we do, and you know, just so that we can keep on doing this.
Yeah, when you have a good day out at the Cape Town International Kite Festival on the 25th and the 26th of October, not only are you taking your family out and having a whole lot of fun with eats and fun and togetherness and seeing some stuff that you probably wouldn't see anywhere else than at the Kite Festival, you're supporting Cape Mental Health. How do people get in touch with Cape Mental Health? We'll talk about the Kite Festival in a moment again, Barbara, but somebody's saying, you know what, we need help in our family. I need help, somebody might be saying, but I'd love to access what Cape Mental Health offer and speak to or get someone to come through to me, one of those social workers that you're talking about. How can someone make contact with your organization?
So the first point of contact is our intake department. You can give Cape Mental Health a call at 447-9040. You can also contact us if you want to email us if you've got a bit more information. Then it's info@cmh.org. cmh.org.za. That's info@cmh.org.za. Otherwise, you can take a look for our Facebook page at Cape Mental Health, and or our website as well, which is www.capementalhealth.co.za. So there's many ways to get in contact with us. You know, as I said, our services, our counseling services are free of charge. And you know, if you even take a look at our social media and you send a direct message for help, then we will reach out to you, and then we will put you in contact with a counselor through our intake department. That's where we start, to first see we meet you where you're at, and then we'll take it from there to see you know, as the needs are.
Great. That's Cape Mental Health, and that's a free service available to you. And the Cape Town International Kite Festival that's coming up, not this weekend, but the one thereafter, 2 days, is one of their flagship fundraisers. So going through and having a good time with your family like this supports it. And as Barbara said earlier, not going to break the bank, 50 Rand to 80 Rand for a ticket. You're not going to get much in Cape Town for that. So, you know, this is something that's beautiful and big and colorful, and something that you and your family will love to do together. So we've got 2 days, the 25th and the 26th. Are both days the same? You can experience the same kinds of things? You've just got 2 days that you can go?
It's going to be more or less the same. We've got different acts that we're going, and different performances.
Okay.
So on the Sunday, the only difference is on the Sunday we'll be having kite making workshops as well. And on the Saturday we're going to be having a gala dinner as well. So those are the only two differences that we do have in the lineup. But other than that, you can come and enjoy, you know, all the eats and all the watching of the kites and the entertainment that we have as well on the days.
Great, Barbara. And from what time in the morning until the afternoon, what is the time that it runs through on those
it's,
days?
It's from 9 o'clock till about 5 o'clock.
Oh, good.
You know, if people are still there, we will be there. You can get our tickets on Cricket.
Mm-hmm.
So we are selling online tickets. And if you are not the most techno-savvy person, that's okay. You can go to your money market at any one of your supermarkets. And then you can just ask, you know, to look up the Cape Town International Kite Festival, and you can buy your tickets through there as well. So we're doing tickets online so that we can avoid you know, queues. You don't want to spend half your morning in a long queue when you can just, you know, say, I've got my ticket, I'm going straight in.
So Cricket is where you're going to find it. I myself am on Cricket, and I can see it right here in front of me. All of the details in terms of children under 5 or 5 and under are free, and then all the way up, all the way to a 2-weekend pass, so you can go on both days. There's something special for pensioners. All of the details are there if you go to that Cricket page. It's easy. You just go to Cricket in the search, type in kite. That's what I did, and it kicks out Cape Town International Kite Festival. Get your tickets there. It's all going down at Young's Field Military Base in Archery. So make sure you get there, all in support of Cape Mental Health. As always, what a pleasure to connect with Barbara. Barbara Mayer, PR and Communications Officer at Cape Mental Health. May it be a wonderful success, and may you be blessed as you put this together and all the organizing that goes together with it from that amazing team of yours. And we can't wait to come and see what kind of weather Cape Town's going to offer up on that day and how we can all enjoy it together.
Yes. Thank you so much, Brad, for having Cape Mental Health on your show. It's really appreciated.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.